Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 18th June, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. 9 auto and technology companies, alongside 8 states, are participating in a U.S. Department of Transportation self-driving vehicle initiative, called AVTEST. The initiative, while still voluntary like current guidelines, would involve the states and companies sharing autonomous vehicle testing data in an online portal. It would also involve a series of public events meant to make self-driving test information more transparent. SoftBank confirms it is considering selling its T-Mobile shares. The company says it could divest itself of the stock via private sales or public transactions. It's unclear how much stock the company might sell, but previous reports suggest it will offload as much as $20 billion worth. The New York Times explores how an online conspiracy started in the US was seemingly amplified by Russia. In February, some Twitter users falsely connected former political campaign manager Robbie Mook with Shadow Incorporated, the company behind the flawed app used for the Iowa caucuses. Researchers say Russia is using low-profile social media accounts to help inflame and further spread existing wedge issues within US society. Germany rolls out its coronavirus contact tracing app. COVID-worn app, available for iOS and Android, it's based on Apple and Google's co-developed API. Uses Bluetooth to identify other users and inform those who have been near to individuals diagnosed with COVID-19. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.